Now, many of us love the music of Freddie Mercury and Queen. Action Ability aims to promote the inclusion of people with disabilities into the community, and their new production, Bohemian Bapsody, is coming to the Grand Opera House on June the 26th. It's a Belfast take on Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously, and explores Freddie Mercury's quest to become a rock star while living on the streets of Belfast. I spoke to some of the show's stars, including Flash Harry and organiser Joe McNally, and Sean Brown, who has autism, and Cara O'Neill, who has spina bifida. They even sang a snippet in the studio for us.
One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be.
It's a kind of magic.
One share.
To be honest with you, it sounded a lot of fun. And I just thought to myself, well, I want to try something different.
Yeah.
And being in school years ago, doing all the school plays and things, I was always into them. So I heard about Action Ability and I joined it through CETA Foundation. As soon as I started, just like everywhere else, you got a bit nervous, but yeah, within minutes I was enjoying it.
You don't strike me as someone that ever gets nervous. You're very cool, calm and collected.
It depends.
Does it?
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
On that stage, how do you feel when you're out there?
Just before you go on, you kind of get a bit nervous, but then after a few seconds, it goes away and you just get on with it, really. I have spina bifida and hydrocephalus, and they help me with a lot of things. I go and do different activities now and again with them, and taught me about this. I fell in love with it straight away.
And when it comes to being a wheelchair user, mm-hmm, in Northern Ireland, we hear about places being accessible or not being accessible. How, yeah, is that, trying to just do your day-to-day thing?
It can be very difficult at times. There has been a lot of times where I can't get into restaurants because there's steps, and then some shops as well I can't get into because there's no accessible route to go in. There's no lifts. There's steps to get in up and, yeah, down in them, and
really frustrating because
it can be, yeah.
There's just that assumption there from other people that just take it for granted and they don't think about that.
No. And I've had to have family members help me up stairs in my wheelchair.
And how do you feel when that happens?
Basically, my independence has gone because I like to do things on my own.
Yeah.
So knowing that I have to rely on somebody to help me up and down steps and things like that, and I'm not a great confident person in my chair anyway, on my own. So
what do you mean?
In the past, like, I've fallen out of my chair, you know, things like that. But as I've got a bit older, you know, I've kind of got confident now in my chair. And yeah,
whenever you come to these obstacles literally in your way,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure that's very frustrating. Do you find then that you have to plan everything so you can try and find out beforehand? Like, how do you know? Do you ring them up and say, have you got steps, a ramp?
Yes, we can ring them up. We can always go on the internet and have a look to see.
Beside you, we have Sean Brown. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you like performing then? I take it this is something that must come fairly naturally to you.
Yeah, it's very natural.
And how do you feel when you're doing it?
You get stage fright like a couple of seconds and it just goes away with excitement. Just replace it with excitement.
And have you always been into your music?
Always. Always.
Including the music of Queen? You kind of have to say yes here.
No, I've been a Queen fan since I was 8 years old.
You yourself have a learning disability.
Yes.
And we hear about this more and more, and I think people are becoming more understanding and aware.
Yeah.
How does that, or has that affected your daily life whenever you just want to go about your business?
Can be difficult being independent with it. Like going shops and going up to, just going anywhere, like what I have to do, wherever I have to go, stuff like that.
The autism in relation to your thought process and how you're trying to plan things.
Yes,
that makes it difficult for you.
Exactly. It can be a challenge. There's some good days, there's some bad days.
Beside you here, we have as well Harry Hamilton, who is probably better known as Flash Harry. I actually had to say, what's his real name? I'm not totally sure. Is it Mr. Flash?
He's in the title.
When it comes to doing something with Queen, then surely you're the first choice. Joe, good morning to you as well. I was saving Joe to last, you see, but I have to bring him in because they're all talking about him.
Yes, yes.
You wanted to call him Freddie. Yeah.
Yes, when I first met Harry, I'd called up to his work to basically talk to him about the show, and I was actually about to say, "I'm Freddie. This is what the show is about," and I kind of realised, "No, sorry, I mean Harry." You know,
I get that all the time. You know, people do just. As a matter of course, in conversation, they'll say it and not realise they've said it and keep going, you know. So my involvement, the involvement of the band is really to come along and to provide sort of the musical backing, you know, of it. The show itself leads to a point where the main character becomes Freddie, at which point we come on and perform a few songs. Now, we perform during the show just small snippets of songs, different things as the show dictates going forward. So really we're here and we were delighted to be involved. Obviously it's a new thing for us to do and be involved in, and it's wonderful. We went up and had a walk through the script, and it was very enjoyable. And it's nice when they go off script a bit, which is even more fun.
Does that happen a lot, Joe?
It does happen a lot. I mean, anybody who's been to the Opera House before will know. I mean, we've had one of our guys last year at the show we had at the Opera House just stopped in the middle of the set. Matt, hold on, that's the wrong lines. I'll do that again. You know, and it's all part of the show. You know, this is something that we talk to the cast about. You know, and let them know. Look, at the end of the day, everybody makes little mistakes, and what it is use that mistake as part of the actual script.
I do it constantly. Constantly.
Yeah, I hear you every morning, I know.
Bohemian Rhapsody, a Belfast take on Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Tell me about it and why you've involved people like Cara and Sean.
We were looking for a new show idea. We had just finished our last show at the Opera House last year, and we had spoken with Ian up at the Opera House there. He'd said, "Have you got another idea for another show?" I kind of had an idea about doing the music of Queen, hadn't got the actual name of the show, and myself and my colleague Roisin were up with the guys who. Basically, what happens with the guys with us was we sit down and we come up with the idea for the script. We get some ideas of characters. The guys will throw their ideas in. I'll take them away and go, okay, let's do this. So we just hadn't got the name. We knew kind of, we had an idea of, we'll call it Bohemian something, but we just couldn't get the extra name, and just had a light bulb moment. Belfast, everybody eats Bops in Belfast, Bohemian Bopsity. And that's where it came. This is our fifth show now at the Grand Opera House, and the cast... We work with different people with different disabilities, a range of disabilities, pan disabilities, and we decided to start this drama group and really, really take it to another level. I've seen the growth and the development in the cast and how they've come on. And the thing about this is, Vinny, these guys deserve to be there because they're amazing. They put on exactly the same kind of show as you would go and see at the Opera House, no matter who's there.
The doors of time. Is this a kind of magic?
It's a kind of magic
that can be only one.
This strength,
this rage.
You took that one.
There you go. That was the part of the cast of Bohemian Rhapsody. It's coming to the Grand Opera House in Belfast, June the 26th.